Trish, I see you started your own video this week.
A what?
I said you started your own video this week, because usually I say, ask to start your video, and then you come in and...
Oh, yeah.
I see you got yourself. Good, good.
I can see if the light is better this way.
Is that a long time you're doing that?
Do what?
Those meeting together? Those satsang, if we can call that?
Is it a long time?
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking since when?
Since when? Sorry.
No, that's fine. I think March of 2017 is when it started.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Because Maharaj came to America in 2016, and then at the end of the very last satsang that he did, that's when he said, like, you know, guide them, and when I go back to India. So then they had started some other kind of a thing, which I didn't actually participate in at first, and then Kathleen then contacted me and said, hey, would you be willing to do this? And that was in March of 2017. And we've been going every week pretty much since then.
Very helpful.
Good.
I found some translation on French in France. On Facebook, some French translation because it's my mother tongue.
Right.
So that's really helpful too. And I got the Selfless Self book in French.
Good.
But the meeting we are together, that's good connection.
Good.
I appreciate very much.
Yeah, you know, all the Ramakant Maharaj USA has been translated to French with subtitle.
Okay.
That is... it should be on the ramakantmaharaj.us.
Okay.
And then you go and it'll say French, because I worked with, now I can't remember who it was, but I worked with someone originally with the Spanish, and then we did the whole Spanish thing, and then the French came right after that and said, oh, let's do French. And so the French subtitles were added to the videos too. So all of Ramakant Maharaj USA is in English subtitle, French, and Spanish. And even on the website too, I believe you can download the French booklet of the Ramakant Maharaj USA talks. So the booklet is actually in French as well, and in Spanish. So
I will check that.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that. I can't remember who it was. It was somebody. I don't remember.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. But it was a guy who actually, he moved to the ashram and was doing a lot of stuff at the ashram. And I just can't remember his name.
There's a guy called Jean-Claude Denot. That's in France. He do a lot of translation on Facebook sites in France.
Okay, good.
I got some stuff. Every day got a little thing. And
good.
I found another one from Nisargadatta Maharaj too. Some people translate on Facebook. So we got little things coming. It's a matter of hammering, because it's
absolutely
take it out the condition.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Hammering.
Yeah,
and gradually, first of all, say, oh yeah, but full of resistance. Now it's say yes, less resistance, and eventually it's gonna be the switch gonna come. I trust that. I trust the process.
Absolutely, because you are that.
Oh,
yeah.
You just have to realize that, and that is that, and that you are, and
just,
nothing.
No, just stop to refuse it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Like Maharaj has said, you have to accept the reality. The reality is you are that. And nothing you can do will change that. Like, everything else is just imagining that you're not that when you are. You know, you're imagining, oh, I'm a body and I'm in a world and all that. But this is not true. You are that. And that's the truth.
That's a hearing that. Yeah.
The more you hear it, and then the more you say, okay, how can I be that? Then you sit and you investigate this. And you find this selfless self, this just I, this subtle, subtle feeling, this I am, I exist feeling. And this is what Master says you are. So now that you're feeling this, this is your own self, and all of everything else is just layers on that, and we remove those. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. I'm really happy I find that, because I was looking for that for many years. Tried this and that and this and that. And that's okay. That was the path. But now I go, okay, now it's finished. Over. Advaita is the answer of everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, like Maharaj says, we look for happiness in sex, publicity, money, fame, all these things. And they're all emptiness, because it's the illusory self that's looking for this happiness.
That's it.
And the illusory self is what's disturbing the happiness in the first place, because of all these ideas of I need something to complete me. But you are that.
And there's a lot of a spiritual path. They offer you thing to do. With...
Exactly, yes.
But you have to go over this to say, okay.
Yes.
Enough. Enough exactly. Of all this stuff.
Yeah, and the spiritual things, the practices or whatever, if you go to, like Maharaj says, you go to a guru that says, do this type of breathing or hold your breath or do this or do that. And then it's egoistic spirituality. I am getting these results by doing this.
Exactly.
No, this I that's getting these results is what needs to be erased.
Exactly.
Otherwise, you're in that circle of illusory body-based existence, and it's just, it's never ending. Because you say, oh, I'm doing this great practice, and when I do this, I am at one with everything. But what? No. You are at one with everything, imagining yourself as separate, trying to be one.
And for a little spark, there's a lot of dark.
Yeah.
Because you just work for a little spark. And yes. You are the light. So stop to running about the spark and be the light.
Exactly. Yeah, well, that's why Maharaj says when you're sitting in meditation and you see the lights or you see like some kind of amazing projection. Well, no, because these are appearing to you, so you are not that. You're the background for where these can appear, but these are just appearances. You are that. Don't get caught up in the, oh, wow, you know, I'm seeing Krishna, or I'm seeing Jesus, or I'm seeing Buddha, or I'm seeing the beautiful lights, and I know what heaven's going to be like. And but no, these are appearances. And that's why Maharaj says, even miraculous spiritual experiences, discard. No experience, no experiencer. Formlessness. Without any sense of anything at all. The entire world is projected on that spontaneous presence. This feeling of I am, I exist, is all there is, and this is layers now on this. What is this I exist? This I exist has appeared to you, but there was no need for this. It just appeared spontaneously, and then you say, oh, I exist. But that existed prior to the knowledge of existence is your own selfless self. once this sense of existence leaves, because it appeared, so it can leave, then that to whom the sense appeared, when it leaves, that will still be there, because that has not changed. And that you are. While we have use of a physical body, we know ourselves in a real sense. This is the most important. Because then this whole concept, oh, we're dying. Well, who's dying? What's dying? What was born? Nothing. Long dream. The dream, I was a body in a world. That was not true. Am I losing anything? No. Am I gaining anything? No. It just is.
For me, the problem is staying there. You know, if you were to give me like a test, I could give you the right answers. But in reality, mine takes over and babbles away and off I go following mine.
Yeah, the I am, the I exist, the selfless self has to become the single point of attention. That when mind goes, as you say, babbling on, allow it to just do its thing. Okay, bye-bye. There's some thoughts going. I just remain here. And if I'm not able to remain there in that moment, I can breathe and just start subtly the mantra. Okay. Now the thoughts are gone. Good thoughts can be there. Bad thoughts can be there. Thoughts are coming and going, but you're not interested. You're not involved. Your primary focus is just this subtle sense of feet, this just I, this subtle sensation, I exist, I am, selfless self. Just this. Mind goes off and does its thing. Okay, I'm just here. Be with you always. We talked about before, be with you always is not like only on the weekends. And then through the week, you have to be something different. You're be with you always is be with you always. And, you know, something happens or whatever in your experience and the mind starts to churn and say something about this event that's not really happening, you remain with yourself as self. Oh, because you can even say, thank you, Master. This is a time where my mind seems very busy and you've given this special moment so that I can remain with myself as self. Because had the mind not been busy, I wouldn't have noticed it. And then I might have missed the opportunity to remain with my selfless self. I don't want to miss these opportunities to remain with my selfless self. So thank you for creating this busyness so that I could remain with my selfless self. And it's not like you're dead. I'll give you an example. Today, I locked myself out of this apartment, and that was a very troubling thing. But it wasn't a mind thing of, oh, I'm never going to get into my apartment, or oh, what's going to happen, or oh, these terrible things, or this or that. There was just going and getting something to help open the door. Getting the door open, there was a lot of cussing going on, getting this door open. But it was in the moment. It was a spontaneous thing. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm so spiritual. I'll just sit on the stairs and meditate until someone comes around to open the door. No, this was something that needed to be done in the moment. And it was done. But it wasn't given to mind. And there wasn't even a sense of me created. It was just, here's this obstacle. And spontaneous action in the moment got the door open. And then that was it. It was forgotten. And that's when you say like, oh, I get lost in mind. That could be something that you would say, oh, this could be something that would be very troubling to mind. But you're apart from mind. Mind might have been saying stuff about that, but my attention was on whatever needed to be done in the moment without the need to explain what needed doing. Just spontaneous action. No sense really of even doership. It was just, okay, now the door is open. Now we're inside the house. Okay, good. And that's it. And there was a lot of turmoil in that moment. But then it just, it passed. Okay, now we're sitting inside. And there's no further thought of, oh, I can't believe this door did this, or I spent the last half hour or whatever doing this. No, it's like, okay, this has passed and we're here again. I told you I'm in the process of moving. You can see some of the, in the old videos or older videos, we had pictures all over everything. Now I just have this one wall with some pictures because I'm packing and I'm putting everything in, and I got boxes all around me and all this. And October 20th, I'll be moving into my new apartment. But again, this is all spontaneous activity. You know, I have gone online and ordered a U-Haul van that I know is on the 19th through the 21st. I'll have this U-Haul van, but that's finished now. It's done until the morning of the 19th when I go and I pick the van up. And I don't have to think about the van, nor do I even really have to think about packing, because packing is just, okay, grab one thing, put it in the van, grab another thing, put it in the van. Before you know it, house is clean. Then drive to the new place, take one thing out of the van. Before you know it, moving is done. Just spontaneous actions in the moment. Pick it up, drink the tea, put it down. And not thinking about what's going to be happening coming up. See, because that's the craziness. Sitting there believing that the mind knows what's going to happen coming up and then getting involved in it. But it's, your mind can't predict the future. It's a flow of thoughts, basically kind of, I don't even know. It's just talking about the illusory world that's not true. So how can anything that the mind give you be true? And that's how we talk about the black and white TV and the color TV. The thoughts about your own selfless self, there are none. What thoughts are there about this? Okay, now I'm in the illusory world. The mind can sit there and show me images, pictures, memories, and projections of only what it knows. It came along with the body. So the body-based existence is what the mind is talking to me about. And I'm not body. So better to just use the body in a, quote, experience through the body, whatever is in the moment, rather than try and project or try and go back to the memory and say, oh, what is this happening? Or how did that happen? What was my last move like? Oh, let's think about my last move. And then project that this move is going to be worse. But it's not. It's just, okay, this is what the mind might or might not be saying about this, but you don't listen to the mind. Because you're seeing that the mind is projecting the world in this black and white, and you're seeing in pure color. So why look at the black and white television interpretation of what's actually here, the reality of this moment, what's happening? When you know nothing's happening, because you're formless. Using this body form in the moment, pick something up and do something and take this here and take that there. And just as if you were dreaming about moving. And if you were dreaming about worrying about moving, this little dream character, dreaming about where it's in the dream, but you're worried about moving, and yet you have no real control over what's going to happen. It's just spontaneous action in the moment without an actor. Unless you take ownership of these actions and say, these are my actions. But again, when you know in the dream, when you know yourself in a real sense, how can you take credit for any action? And which body will you point to and say, that's the one that I'm acting in? Looks like we're soon to end. So,
Jai Guru. Jai Guru. Yeah.